This is the news in brief from the United Nations. Humanitarian needs continue to rise in war-torn Ukraine, where an estimated 7.7 million people are now internally displaced. UN Emergency Relief Chief Martin Griffiths said on Thursday. Mr. Griffiths was addressing the International Donor Conference for Ukraine in Warsaw. Co-hosted by Poland and Sweden, the conference raised a reported $6.5 billion. According to the UN Refugee Agency, UNHCR, more than 5.7 million people have now fled across Ukraine's borders, seeking shelter in the 2.5 months since the Russian invasion on the 24th of February. In response to the fast-changing world of work, UN labour experts insisted on Thursday that dialogue between workers and management is key to our post-pandemic recovery and to keeping people's wages fair. Guy Ryder, head of the International Labour Organization, ILO, said that after 2 years of COVID-19 lockdowns and amid increasing pressures on the classic 9-to-5 business model, voluntary negotiations known as collective bargaining had proved their worth.
Workers want to keep their heads above water as prices rise, as they are right now, and they want to ensure workplace safety and secure the paid sick leave that has proven so critical over the last 2 years. Employers, for their part, have welcomed agreements that have allowed them to retain skilled and experienced workers so that they could restart, recover, and rebound.
Mr. Ryder added that the higher the percentage of employees covered by collective agreements, the lower wage equality is, and the more equality and diversity there is likely to be in the workplace. According to a new report by the UN agency, over 1 in 3 employees in 98 countries currently have their wages, working hours and other professional conditions set by collective agreements. But there is considerable variation across countries, as over 75% of workers have collective agreements in many European countries and Uruguay, but only around 25% do so in around half the countries where data was available. A Cameroonian activist who spent decades pushing for women's rights to land and forests has scooped a global prize for her work under an initiative supported by the Food and Agriculture Organization, FAO, the UN agency said on Thursday. Cecile Njibet was named the winner of the 2022 Wangari Maathai Forest Champions Award at the World Forestry Congress in Seoul, Republic of Korea. For the last 30 years, she has actively shown that women's participation in forest governance and preservation is fundamental to achieving sustainable forest management, said Maria Helena Semedo, FAO Deputy Director General. Roughly 70% of women in Cameroon live in rural areas, and they are dependent, at least in part, on harvesting wild forest products for their livelihoods. But FAO said that in some communities, women are denied the right to own forest land or to inherit it if their husband dies. Planting trees on degraded land is also not allowed. As part of her efforts to address land rights inequality, in 2009, Ms. Njebet co-founded the African Women's Network for Community Management of Forests, which now has 20 member countries across the continent. Men generally recognise the great role women play in improving families' living standards, Ms. Njebet said, adding that it was important for them also to agree that for women to continue to play that role and even improve in that role, they need secure access to land and forests. Daniel Johnson, UN News.